Title: Writing Motifs Around Vocal Cadence Advanced. All right, let's build motifs that feel like they were born from the vocal without turning your drop into a crowded karaoke session. In drum and bass, the vocal is often the hook. But if the entire track depends on the lyric, you risk having a drop that feels empty the second the vocal pauses, or messy the second you add musical elements. The goal today is to extract the vocal's cadence, basically its rhythm and phrasing energy, and translate that into motifs that drive the drop. You're going to work like a producer and an editor. Tighten the vocal pocket, slice it, map the cadence into MIDI, then create two motifs. One motif shadows the vocal's cadence in a supportive way, and the second motif answers it like a call and response tag. Then we'll distribute those motifs across a stab or pluck, a mid-bass or resampled hit, and a little percussive ear candy made from consonants. That's the rolling DNB trick. Identity through rhythm, rotation through arrangement. Let's set up first. Set your project tempo to something in the 172 to 176 range. I'll sit at 174 BPM. Drop your vocal into the session and set warp mode to complex pro in most cases. If it's a really clean, simple vocal, you can experiment, but complex pro is the usual safe choice. Keep an eye on formants and envelope. Formants around 0 op to maybe plus 20 if you want it a bit brighter, envelope around 80 to 140 depending on how smooth you want the time stretch. Lower envelope tends to sound snappier, higher sounds smoother. Before you get fancy, lay down a basic DNB skeleton, just enough to feel where the vocal is going to live. Kick, snare, hats, maybe a ride, a ghost snare, and a simple rolling bass placeholder, even a sine sub is fine. You need the context, because cadence only matters relative to the grid and the backbeat. Now pick your vocal phrase. Choose one phrase that's 1 to 2 bars long and has clear rhythmic identity. You want distinct rests and accents, some consonant hits like T, K, P, and ideally a phrase shape that feels like a question and an answer even if it's spoken. That contour is gold. Here's a pro workflow move. Duplicate the vocal track. Call the first one vocal A, that's your main clean vocal. The duplicate is vocal B, your cadence tool. Vocal B is where you'll slice, chop, and experiment. Later, you'll probably mute it or tuck it away. Next, tighten the vocal pocket without killing the vibe. Go into arrangement view and set warp markers so the vocal lands correctly against the bar grid. But do not hard quantize every syllable like you're doing robotic pop editing. Drum and bass loves urgency, but vocals need that human push and pull. Your priority is to align phrase starts and key accented syllables to the right musical moments, especially around the snare hits. Then leave the micro timing inside the phrase alone unless it's actually messy. Now we convert cadence into a MIDI rhythm skeleton. This is the core of the lesson. We want the rhythm of the voice more than the pitch. Treat the vocal like a drum loop first, melody second. On vocal B, slice it to a new MIDI track. Use transients if the phrase is percussive and clear, or warp markers if you already manually marked syllables. That will create a simpler in slice mode playing the chopped vocal pieces. Now make an empty MIDI clip and tap in a pattern using those slices. And when I say tap in, I mean you're writing a rhythm map, not a vocal replay. Only place notes where the cadence accents occur, where the phrase stresses really land. Keep it compact. 1 to 2 bars. Motifs that work in DNB are usually tight, repeatable, and recognizable. Extra coach note here. Cadence has hierarchy. Not every syllable is equal. Think in terms of strong and weak. If you want to take it up a level, create your cadence MIDI with two tiers: primary stresses, the words you'd shout across a crowd, and secondary pickups, the quieter lead-ins and tails. Even if it's one MIDI clip, you can do it with velocity. Louder velocities for primary stresses, softer for secondary. That hierarchy is how you stop everything from becoming constant noise. Also, listen for three things in the vocal: stresses, ghosts, and holds. Stresses are the obvious accents, ghosts are the little pickups, holds are long vowels. Your motifs should mostly map to stress plus hold, not every transient. Now motif number one, the shadow motif. This motif supports the vocal's cadence, but it doesn't sing over it. Think of it as the body language of the vocal, not the words. Pick an instrument like a mid-stab or a pluck, something that can live roughly in the 500 Hz to 4K Hz range, but we're going to keep it controlled so it doesn't fight lyric intelligibility. A solid stock Ableton chain. Start with wavetable or operator. A saw or square works. Use a little unison, 2 to 4 voices, but keep it low because too much unison smears transients, and transients are how cadence reads. Add auto filter with a high pass around 180 to 300 Hz to stay out of the bass. Add a bit of envelope so it plucks. Add amp with a touch of drive for edge, then saturator with soft clip-on. Maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive for density. EQ 8 to notch harshness if it bites around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Then a light compressor or glue to control peaks, not to pump. Now compositionally, paste your cadence MIDI onto that stab. Choose only 2 to 4 notes. Really, most great D&B motifs are rhythm first and pitch minimal. Use short notes, like 1/16 to 1/8. And very important, leave room for the snare. Either rest on the snare hits, or deliberately answer immediately after the snare, but don't smear across it. A big teacher tip here. Negative space is part of your motif. In dense D&B, silence is the hook. Choose one obvious hole and keep it consistent for 8 to 16 bars. For example, no motif hit on beat 1, or nothing on the snare backbeat. That consistent gap becomes an anchor the listener feels, even if they can't explain it. Now motif number 2, the answer motif, your call and response hook. This is the one that makes the drop memorable. It usually lands after the vocal phrase, like end of bar 2 or bar 4. It can be the mid-bass growl, a resampled stab, a rave hit, something with more identity than motif 1. Start with a waveable patch again. Saw plus square, slight detune. Saturator harder this time, maybe 4 to 10 dB with soft clip-on. Auto filter for band pass movement so it speaks. Porpoise is optional, but even 3-10% mix can add a metallic resonance that helps it cut through drums. EQ 8 with a high pass around 120 to 180, so your sub stays separate. Add a limiter just to catch random resonance spikes, especially if corpus or filter resonance gets excited. Now write it. Copy your cadence MIDI and simplify it aggressively. Keep only the last 2-5 hits of the phrase. Then shift it later. Classic response feels like it arrives on the end of 3. Beat 4 or just after the phrase ends. Pick wise, try darker tension moves, minor second, tritone, minor third. Those little tag motions can be pure menace in a roller. At this point, you've got two motifs, but they still need to lock with the drums. D&B groove lives in hats and ghosts, but motifs have to interlock too. Grab a groove from the groove pool, or better, extract groove from a shuffled hat loop you like. Apply it to your motif MIDI clips gently. Timing at 10 to 30% is usually enough. Velocity groove can be subtle, like 0 to 15%, and don't feel like you have to commit it. Keeping it uncommitted lets you tweak later. One caution. If your vocal is straight, don't overswing the motifs. Let drums carry most of the shuffle. Keep the motifs slightly more disciplined so the vocal stays readable. Now, space and frequency. This is where advanced tracks stop sounding amateur. Keep your main vocal center focused. Utility width can be tastefully wide, like 80 to 120%, but don't go extreme if your drums and bass are already wide. Clean up low mids around 200 to 400 if it gets boxy. Motif 1, the stab, should be narrower than you think in the drop. Drums already fill the stereo image in D&B. Use EQ 8 to carve a small dip where the vocal presence lives, often 1 to 3 kHz. If you want to get fancy, use EQ 8 in mid-side mode. Cut a bit of 1 to 3 kHz in the mid-channel to protect the lyric clarity, and let brightness live more on the sides if you still want energy. Motif 2, the mid-bass answer, should be mono-ish below about 200 Hz. Use utility to mono the low end. Above that, you can widen a bit, but always check mono compatibility. And a really clean trick, sidechain the motifs to the snare lightly, not the kick. Compressor sidechain input from your snare bus, ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds, release about 60 to 140. The goal is snare speaks, motif steps back, not full EDM pumping. Now let's do an advanced diagnostic check. Temporarily put utility on the vocal and both motifs, and set width to 0%. Everything mono. Turn the drums down. If the cadence relationship still reads clearly, you've done real compositional work. If it falls apart, you were relying on stereo sparkle instead of rhythmic interlock. Fix the rhythm before you fix the mix. Now arrangement. This is where rollers become rollers. Don't loop the same two bars forever. Rotate. Here's a practical 16-bar drop plan. Bars 1 to 4. Vocal plus motif 1 shadowing. Keep motif 2 minimal, maybe 1 tag. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce motif 2 clearly at the bar ends. Bars 9 to 12. Remove motif 1 for 2 bars so the vocal breathes, and replace it with a percussive motif. Bars 13 to 16. Bring motif 1 back with variation, maybe a pitch change or rhythmic cut, and add a one-shot turnaround. Use the one-bar signature rule. Pick one bar in your two-bar phrase where the cadence is most distinctive. Let motifs be more active there, and simpler in the other bar. It keeps identity without constant busyness. For variations, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. Change note lengths, displace the rhythm by a 16th, invert call and response so the motif speaks first and the vocal answers, or automate auto-filter cutoff and saturator drive across 8 bars like one evolving sentence. Think of each 2-bar phrase as a sentence. Bar 1 is setup, bar 2 is payoff. If you want a more advanced rhythmic twist, try a tiny metric modulation. Duplicate the cadence MIDI and move just 2 to 4 hits into triplet positions, like 1/16t. Don't overdo it. The whole point is that the drums stay stable while the motif lurches just a bit. Now let's add the jungle trick. Percussive motif derived from consonants. Go back to vocal B and find a hard consonant. A T, K, C, H. Consolidate a tiny slice, drop it into simpler one-shot. Pitch it up, shorten the decay, and treat it like a rim or woodblock. High pass it somewhere around 400 to 800 HE, at a touch of saturation. Then add echo on an eighth note or dotted eighth with low feedback, like 10 to 20%. Program it to double a bit of your motif rhythm, or answer the snare. This gives that talking percussion vibe that makes darker rollers feel alive. If you want cohesion across the whole drop, make a consonant kit. Chop 5 to 10 microslices, drop them into a drum rack, process the rack consistently with EQ and saturation, and now you can play the vocal texture like percussion without stepping on the lyric. Now, common mistakes to avoid. First, copying the vocal exactly. That's clutter. Shadow the rhythm, don't unison everything. Second, too many notes and too many pitches. Keep pitch sets tight. Rhythm is the hook. Third, colliding with the vocal presence range. If the lyrics aren't understandable, your motifs are too dense or too bright, especially in that 1 to 4 kHz area. Fourth, every bar identical. Change something every 4 bars. Rotation is the genre. Fifth, over-swinging the motif. This audio version is shortened for playback.